Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. On this day in 1901, Guglielmo Marconi received the first transatlantic radio signal, the letter S in Morse code, at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland. In view of the planned permit for scooters and skateboards with electric motors, pedestrian and cyclist initiatives have warned of imminent accidents. The pedestrian lobby association FUS, or FOOT, called the e-skateboards electric racers and bone breakers in Berlin on Tuesday, stating that pedestrians would be exposed to serious dangers if the vehicles are permitted on footpaths. The cycling association ADFC had already recently spoken of, quote, chaotic conditions on the cycle paths through the announced electric pedal scooters. The Federal Ministry of Transport wants to allow small scooters with electric motors on cycle paths and roads in the coming year. Furthermore, according to several reports, there will be a 2-year test phase for driving skateboards with an engine. So far, these vehicles have been banned on public roads and paths. Per a report in the Morgenpost, the FUS organization explained that, quote, for the first time, motor vehicles will be allowed to drive on sidewalks. If that's allowed once, everyone will drive there in the future. Adding that police and public order offices had already, quote, surrendered before the wild cycling on sidewalks, and that a relapse into the time before 1825 was imminent, when the first sidewalks had been built in Berlin to protect against carriages and riders, when pedestrians would cover more distance than motorists and cyclists. Adding that, quote, especially the most city-friendly traffic must not be endangered by toys for hipsters and lazy tourists. Vehicles belong on the road, not in any other place. The ADFC had stressed that, quote, when a wave of e-scooters bumps through the city centers from 2019, we will experience very unsightly scenes and many accidents. If cycle paths are opened for electric vehicles, one would need, quote, hundreds of thousands of kilometers of new cycle paths with top-maintained surfaces. For Berlin and other cities, several companies and startups with a lot of capital are already preparing extensive offers for electric pedal scooters for rent, similar to rental bicycles or car sharing. The model already exists in American cities, but also in Moscow, Paris, and Vienna. San Francisco and other American cities, however, also report numerous accidents involving inexperienced scooter drivers. A small group of Greenpeace activists protested in front of the Brandenburg Gate on Tuesday morning with a sculpture of a burning globe, standing for more climate protection and a quick exit from coal, attempting to send a signal against Germany's behavior regarding climate protection. The 3-meter-high metal construction in front of the Brandenburg Gate consisted of the inscription, "Climate Crisis," from which gas flames heated the globe. The reason for the action is the current UN climate conference in Katowice, Poland, at which some 200 states are negotiating how the goal of global warming to as high as 1.5 degrees Celsius, which was agreed 3 years ago, can be achieved, thus preventing a possible rise in temperature to 3 degrees Celsius. Bastian Nuvat, Greenpeace spokesman, remarked that, quote, we can still prevent the worst consequences of the climate crisis, but this can only be done with a quick exit from coal. Since huge rental bicycle fleets appeared on the sidewalks in Berlin and other cities in the springtime, they've been the subject of many discussions. The main issue was where the bikes would be parked and whether operators would have to pay fees or obtain permits to do so. but also the handling of user data caused discomfort for some. In order to use Mobike, you need the smartphone app of the provider and must grant the Chinese extensive rights. With the exact position, they can also find out other things about users. For example, which restaurants or shops are visited regularly. In China and other countries, users are already receiving promotional offers. Nevertheless, critics had warned that Mobike could create motion profiles and market such data. In fact, the company measures exactly who moves when, where, and how, just to analyze usage and adjust their own offerings. The Swedish data protection expert Alexander Humpf recently criticized the handling of user information in a long article. In it, he accuses Mobike of various violations of the General Data Protection Regulation, or the GDPR, which just this year has been enforced throughout Europe. For example, large amounts of data is being transferred to China in an inadmissible manner, and information on the company's data protection officer is missing. Hanf also states that the Chinese monitoring and social credit model is being applied in European cities. With reference to the Stasi and Nazi era, Hanf stated that, quote, "Berlin is the last city on the planet I would have expected to allow such a service." The team of Berlin's top data protector, Maya Smolchik, also read the article by Humpf carefully. Now, the authority is becoming active and initiating a test procedure against Mobike, explaining that, quote, "it is planned to ask Mobike for a written statement before the end of the week and to have them answer a questionnaire. The company will then have 3 weeks to respond." In China, a so-called scoring system is currently being set up in which the behavior of citizens is monitored and assessed with points. In fact, the bicycle rental company also uses a similar method. Users get a, quote, "Mobike score." You start with 550 points. The value changes according to the behavior of the user. Anyone who violates traffic regulations or parks their bicycle in front of driveways or outside the area loses points. If the Mobike score falls below 100, the account is blocked. However, users can also earn points again, for example, by reporting others. The company advertises that, quote, "if you see illegal or badly parked Mobikes, please send your feedback and you will be rewarded with Mobike credits." As far as the review procedure is concerned, Mobike declares that it complies with the data protection regulations and wants to discuss its own guidelines and procedures openly and collaboratively with the responsible authorities. The Chinese artist and dissident Ai Weiwei has been living in Germany since 2015, but in an interview published on Monday in The Guardian, he believes the mood in the country has changed. He remarked that in Germany and in many places in Europe, the mood is, quote, "like in the 1930s. Ai Weiwei, who lives in exile in Berlin, tells of his experiences with fellow human beings who have told him that as a refugee, he should be grateful to them for financing his life, adding that, quote, "this is the current mood in Germany. The posters I see on the streets say, we can make our own babies. We don't need foreigners." And the mood is similar in many parts of Europe and also in Great Britain, adding that the German government under Chancellor Angela Merkel had strongly supported him. On the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on Monday, Weiwei said that more and more people avoid using the words human rights in their mouths towards China. The 61-year-old, who had been under house arrest in China for several years, added that, quote, "instead, they use words like common values so they don't offend the Chinese leadership with whom they want to do business. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.